you lose your sense of identity sometimes, and sometimes you're like, oh, I feel a little more American today, I feel a little more Mexican today, and it's just, you can't make a choice. You can't make a choice on those things. I am Sophie Gonzalez. I am a third degree in Shudokan Karate Do, which is a Japanese style of karate. I am a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, and I am an overall martial arts practitioner. I'm originally from Mexico City. I was born and raised there until age 17. I moved out of the country when I was about to start my senior year of high school, but I was pretty much by myself. I remember being in Mexico, I would be out with friends almost every day. You know, it was friends, karate, and homework. That was it. That was my life. And it was great. And then I come here and I don't know anyone. It was really hard. It was really heartbreaking a lot of times, you know, just comparing those two and seeing the difference, like, oh, my life in Mexico City and now my life here, even though I'll have a lot of opportunities, at what cost? It felt lonely, you know, it felt lonely until I came to Texas and I started getting out there on the martial arts environment. I have always represented Team USA, but with also a chance of representing Team Mexico, because my instructor, Sensei Jimenez, he is actually in charge of the Mexican league. With him on my side, he has always offered me, you know, you'll always have a spot in my team, and I have told him, I'll think about it. Every single year, I tell him, I'll think about it. I would love to wear my three colors, my green, white, and red. I would love to be part of Team Mexico and be around my people. But at the same time, I have thoughts of Team Mexico maybe thinking, oh, she doesn't feel Mexican enough to be with us, to compete with us, to represent us. Loyalty to me is everything. Sometimes people that have that dual citizenship or that feel like they pretty much belong to both places, you might as well feel like you don't belong anywhere. Oh! 2 years ago at the Pan American Championships, WKU, World Kickboxing and Karate Union Championships, there were different teams from different countries involved. This was pretty much a qualifier for all the countries to represent their own at the World Championships. Since I didn't know what country I wanted to qualify for during that tournament, I said, you know what? I'm just gonna try to do both. I don't know if it's valid, I don't know if it's against the rules, but I'm just gonna go ahead and do it. No one said no, no one said anything. I just remember getting my name called to one of our fighting divisions, and I couldn't make a decision, so I put on USA pants and a Mexico top. Beautiful! When I'm on the podium with my American flag on me and the anthem is playing, I do feel proud because I feel accomplished, you know, but I don't have that sense of home, at least not yet. I'm pretty much in the middle of two, you know, in the middle of both. I'm representing both countries, and I think that's a huge responsibility. It's a little bit of weight on your shoulders, but I'm proud to have that weight on my shoulders. You know, I do it with pride.